Welcome, listeners, to episode 145, and I hope your week is going well. Today's episode is another Telltale story from Jace York with a twist. He's done an SCP of the Tale-Teller, which is fantastic. Now, as promised, it's a Wednesday, which means shoutouts for iTunes reviewers. So let's dig into those lovely reviews, and then I'll jump straight into the SCP episode. I have three deliciously new iTunes reviews, and I'm excited. Okay, let's do this. Love It. 5 out of 5 in Apple Podcasts by LadyK99 from USA. I really enjoyed this podcast. Well, thank you, LadyK99. Totally Bingeable. 5 out of 5 in Apple Podcasts by Loveheart. Love from USA. As an over-the-road trucker, the days can be long. This podcast has been an amazing time passer for those long highway miles. Over the past week or so, I've binged the first 90 episodes, and I'm loving it. The host's personality is phenomenal, as is his voice and collaborations with other voice workers. His selection of stories and full credit given to the writers is wonderful. Keep it up. I can't wait to get caught up and keep listening. The SCP stories are one of my favorite types of episodes, but with this talent mixture, you can't really pick a favorite type. Keep it up. Well, thank you, Loveheart. I will. Magnificent. Oh, that's very nice of you. 5 out of 5 in Apple Podcasts by Mohau Kappa from USA on October 6, 2017. I cannot really stress enough how great this cast is. The guy knows how to bring you in from the beginning to the end. The music cues, the Tales from the Dark Side-esque quotes, he brings me back to a time where spooky was fun and not cliche. Cheers, Mohau Kappa. I also have two special thank yous. A special thank you to Robert Graves, who sent me a lovely comment via my Wix website. He wrote, "I like the one about sleep paralysis, as it has been an issue that I used to have trouble with when I was younger. But the last one I listened to about the ghost soldier protecting the girl really tugged at my heartstrings. But I like it all. Thank you and keep it up, Robert." Well, thank you, Robert. That's really kind of you. And another awesome comment from my Wix site is Mason R. I won't include their last name just in case they want to remain anonymous. "Hello, my name is Mason, but you can probably tell. I just wanted to quickly say that your podcast quickly became my number one. I also have a story request. The story is called Psychosis by Matt Demeski. It's not a creature or jumpy tale, but it follows a more realistic path about a person struggling to convince themselves of a terrible fate. It also has quite the twist ending. Anyway, keep up with what you're doing. Much love from America." Well, much love from Australia, Mason. Cheers, mate. Ah, such an awesome group of people. So good to be in touch with people who love and appreciate stories and their authors. Thank you all so much. And for all of you awesome people that reviewed but didn't leave a comment, iTunes has a habit of not letting me know who you are. So if you'd like a shout out and I missed you, let me know, mate. Now, let's jump into today's SCP. Bear in mind, I didn't do a voiceover intro because it's not an official SCP, but an homage. If this eventually hits the SCP database, I'll redo this with a new intro. So, let's get to it. Subject: SCP-2865. Lead Professor: Jace York. Object Class: Usulid. Special Containment Procedures: SCP-2865 is to be kept under constant surveillance by at least three Level 3 staff members. He is to be kept in titanium chains attached to his wrists at all times. Subject is to be kept in this state in case of attempted containment breach. Subject will attack anyone, whether it be staff or test subject, that comes into contact with SCP-Data Expunged, or SCP-Data Expunged. If they have not been properly decontaminated. Therefore, SCP-2865 has been used for detection of proper decontamination. Subject is known to have superhuman strength, regeneration capabilities, superhuman speed, heightened visual, auditory, and olfactory senses, and data expunged. Description: SCP-2865 is a 6'4 Caucasian human male with short brown hair, who appears to be in his mid to late 20s, and has scars covering 10% of his body. SCP-2865's name is unknown, but he prefers the title, The Tale-Teller. He seems to have a connection to SCP-2865.01. See below. and will ask about it at least once every interview. SCP-2865.01 is to be kept in 6-inch bulletproof glass and is to be monitored through a security camera monitoring system. No agent is allowed in the containment area of SCP-2865.01 under any circumstances. Subject has been known to lean against whatever side of the glass that SCP-2865 is closest. Description: SCP-2865.01 is a spear-like blade with a wooden handle approximately 2.5 feet long and a blade made of an unknown and seemingly indestructible metal of approximately 2.2 feet long. After consulting with SCP, data expunged, it is confirmed that SCP-2865.01 is known as a Pu Dao. Origin of SCP-2865. SCP-2865 was found after the containment breach of SCP-096. The containment breach of SCP-096 occurred on, data expunged, SCP-096 ran into the woods. Chasing after SCP-096 on vehicles, SCP-2865 was spotted and caught on tape running faster than the vehicles going 55 miles per hour. What happened next was not caught on camera. However, eyewitnesses' account states that SCP-2865 and SCP-096 fought for approximately 8.35 minutes before SCP-2865 stood victorious over the now decapitated corpse of SCP-096. The men who were tasked with the recapture or termination of SCP-096 tried to capture SCP-2865, but after the death of 13 staff members, SCP-2865 was shot 37 times in the chest and 6 times in the head. The corpse was brought to the closest facility and was examined before the doctors in charge of the body noticed that the weapon that was supposed to be in evidence, locked up, was leaning up against the table and SCP-2865 was healing. And after 6.7 minutes, SCP-2865 regained consciousness and was locked up in containment. Interview 1. Agent, data expunged. Hello, my name is Agent, data expunged, and I would like to ask you some questions. The Tale Teller.
Have you come in contact with any fairies recently?
Agent, data expunged. If by fairies you mean SCP, data expunged, then yes, I have. But you see... The Tale Teller.
You've been infected. You've been infected. I'm so sorry for this.
The audio cuts out after the sound of broken chains and screaming. When security removed SCP-2865 from the interrogation back to his cell, where he was then restrained with titanium chains instead of iron, which had been what we restrained him with earlier. When security removed SCP-2865 from the interrogation back to his cell, staff investigated what happened. Investigation suggested, and later video footage confirmed, that after SCP-2865's last words, he broke the chains, flipped the table between himself and Agent Data Expunged, reached his hands inside of Agent Data Expunged mouth, and ripped the top of his head off. Afterwards, SCP-2865 reached down Agent Data Expunged throat and pulled out an egg no bigger than a dime, and crushed it. Because of this, we learned that SCP Data Expunged could lay eggs in the respiratory system of the human body, by any means of physical contact. Therefore, any staff members and test subjects were x-rayed for these eggs and given immediate removal surgery, if such eggs were found. However, if the eggs had already hatched, the subject or member of staff went under immediate termination by fire. Interview 2. Agent Data Expunged.
Hello, SCP-2865. My name is Agent Data Expunged, and I'll be interrogating you today. The Tale Teller.
Can I have my weapon back?
Agent Data Expunged. Well, see, there's a problem with that. It's a weapon, and you're dangerous, so no. So, where are you from? The Tale Teller.
My name is The Tale Teller. I'm from...
Data Expunged.
I'm 317 years old, and I hunt the beasts, monsters, and creatures that plague this world. For instance, you hold many of the creatures I kill here in this very facility.
Agent Data Expunged, let's say I believe you're that old. How are you not dead? The Tale Teller.
I'll show you.
It was here the surveillance video caught SCP-2865.01 burst
to the wall behind Agent, Data expunged. SCP-2865.01 stuck itself in the ground behind SCP-2865. Approximately 2.5 seconds after this took place, Agent, Data expunged, fell in half from his left shoulder down to his right hip. SCP-2865 had also lost his arm in that moment. In the split second, SCP-2865.01 had come through the wall. It had cut Agent Dutter Expunged in half and sliced off SCP-2865's arm clean off. SCP-2865 let out a yell of pain before two black tendrils, one from each end of the severed arm, came out, grabbed onto each part, and reattached itself to the rest of SCP-2865, breaking the restraint in the process. After this, interviews with SCP-2865 were no longer allowed. However, tests on SCP-2865's regeneration, sensory capabilities, and his combat ability are allowed to continue with the permission of at least three Level 4 staff members. Durability Regeneration Test 1. SCP-2865 is brought into the room where SCP-173 is being held without being informed of what SCP-173 is. SCP-2865 tries to insinuate conversation, but is cut off when he blinks, and SCP-173 snaps SCP-2865's neck, turning his head around entirely. SCP-2865 falls to the floor, and SCP-173 goes back to the corner he normally remains in. After approximately 3 minutes, SCP-2865's head suddenly snaps back around, and he proceeds to get up. The audio catches what seems to be SCP-2865 saying, "All right, you bastard, I see," before the lights turn off for a split second, and when they turn back on, SCP-173 is in pieces on the floor. SCP-2865 is covered in blood. Subject is taken back to his containment cell and prepared for the next test. Combat Test 1. SCP-2865 was put in a room unarmed, with 10 test subjects armed with knives, pipes, and other miscellaneous objects. During the first half of the fight, no one could land a single blow on SCP-2865. The audio picked up, SCP-2865 telling the test subjects he doesn't want to fight, but after one of the larger test subjects hit SCP-2865 in the back of the head with a lead pipe, SCP-2865 stumbled for a moment, apparently suffering from a concussion. Then, 2.4 seconds after this apparent concussion, he stood upright and proceeded to kill every one of the test subjects. He demonstrated a knowledge of American and South Korean military training, several forms of martial arts, ranging from as simple as karate to as complicated to Northern Shaolin Kung Fu. Subject is taken back to its containment cell and prepared for the next test. Combat Test 2. SCP-2865 and SCP-682 are locked in a chamber lined with titanium supports and steel walls. The testing chamber itself is 75 meters wide and 75 meters long. SCP-2865 is given SCP-2865.01 to defend himself. As the subjects approach each other, it is clearly visible in the video monitors and in the video stations that SCP-682 is growing angrier by the second, and SCP-2568 is keeping calm. The tests last no longer than 30 seconds from when they make eye contact. SCP-682 charges SCP-2865 with the intent to kill. SCP-2865 keeps calm as he runs towards the beast, leaping when he gets close enough and holding out SCP-2865.01. SCP-682 runs directly into the blade, slicing him clean in half. As SCP-2865 lands on his feet, SCP-682 falls into two pieces on the floor. The subject is taken back to his containment cell and prepared for the next test, and SCP-682 is taken care of for good. Combat Test 3, the final test. SCP-2865 and SCP-3003 are brought to the same testing chamber as previously mentioned in this report. SCP-3003, a robot with white colored armor, is armed with SCP-3003.01, a British cavalry sword. And SCP-2865 is yet again given SCP-2865.01. As they meet in the center of the chamber, SCP-3003 bows, as is his way of preparing for battle. SCP-2865 takes a battle stance. The battle ensues with them seemingly disappearing, but as the video cameras later reveal, they're moving faster than we can process. All we are able to see is them clashing their weapons and occasionally landing a hit on each other. One of the scientists there asks, "What is going on? I can't see a thing." And as if they could hear us, they slowed down enough for us to see that SCP-3003 has knocked SCP-2865's weapon out of his hands. For a moment, they stand still, before SCP-3003 dashes forward as fast as before, appearing behind SCP-2865. For a moment, nothing happens, before a decapitated SCP-3003 falls to the floor and SCP-2865 drops the head from his extended arm, before his upper half of SCP-2865 falls in half vertically. Similar to what happened in SCP-2865's second interview, black tendrils come out of either side of the subject's body, grabbing onto each other before pulling SCP-2865 back together, as if no harm had been done. Before we conclude SCP-2865, there is an update. Update: containment breach in Data Expunged, and in Data Expunged, SCP-2865 and SCP-2865.01 have breached containment and are escaping through Data Expunged. SCP-2865 ran around the entire facility killing as many sentient creatures it could find, and killing all non-sentient SCPs except for SCP-005, which he stole from its containment unit. A note was found in SCP-2865's cell that read, "I had fun and all, but I think it's time to visit other facilities you have and get rid of all the other beasts and other things you have there. Farewell." This concludes SCP-2865. Jace York, mates, you do not disappoint. Fantastic pacing and constant references to related SCPs. Outstanding. I can tell you're getting better as a writer. It shows in the way you write, how your characters talk, and especially regarding attention to detail. Looking forward to more stories, Jace. And if you like this story and this episode, you can do this channel a huge favor. Subscribe and leave a comment. Email me directly on what you thought. Lots of supporters do that. And the one I really love is leaving an iTunes review. Yep, I know it's a bunch of internet hoops, but your review and rating helps others see me and the authors. Thank you to all of you who are doing this already. Even just listening, you're fantastic. And yes, folks, it's that time. This is the place where stories live, and you telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.